Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. So the Nationals are in a free fall at this point. They've lost 8 straight games. Davey Martinez made some pretty incendiary comments after the 7th straight loss on Saturday. This to the Marlins. Here's Davey Martinez post game on Saturday.
When you look at the offense as a whole, and you guys produce like you wanted to this month, for you, how much of that is on the players, on coaching?
It's never on coaching. Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches. Okay, they work hard. The message is clear. All the work is done prior. Sometimes, you know, they got to go out there and they got to play the game. You know, it's always been about the players. Always, you know. I played this game a long time. Never once have I blamed the coach for anything. I mean, we worked our asses off to get better. They gave us information and we used it. These guys understand what the game is, man. These coaches, I never had such a group of coaches that worked as hard as they do. I mean, they're here freaking diligently. They go over everything. They sit players every day. These coaches, you know, they work their asses off. So, and I know every coach's staff is like that. So, sometimes, you know, and the players know. Sometimes, you know, you got to put the onus on the players. They got to go out there and they got to play the game and play the game the right way. You know, we can't hit for them. We can't catch the balls for them. We can't pitch for them. We can't throw strikes for them. They got to do that.
So from Andrew Golden's article on WashingtonPost.com, it said multiple people familiar with the situation who spoke on the condition of anonymity said the players took notice of Martinez's comments. One person said players were, quote, shocked, dismayed, and pissed, end quote. Before Sunday's game, members of the Nats front office staff, including general manager Mike Rizzo, were around and seen chatting with players, which is atypical. So there was definitely some damage control going on in that Nats clubhouse post Davey making those comments.
I had a different source tell me that they did not agree with Golden's source, that the players were dismayed and pissed. A good amount of the team seemed to understand what he was saying and were not upset. That's from another source.
Okay.
So maybe there was one player.
Good to have multiple sources, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that some players, maybe the veterans, probably felt like they agreed with Davey. Maybe the younger players, a set of them, maybe agreed with that other source, Golden, that they were pissed off and blaming them. But it kind of depends on who you're talking to.
I think you got to put it in context. First of all, Davey's known for being a great players coach. Mm-hmm. Right?
So there's, and he's defended the players a bunch.
He's defended the players a lot. And I think he's just reached a frustration point on his part, too. He's clearly, obviously, wants to protect his staff first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And I think it also indicates that there is He said, I don't want to finger point the coaches. There's not going to be any finger pointing. He literally used the words finger point, but he didn't say that about the players. So I think he's okay. And he flat out says that sometimes the players have to take it on themselves. It's always the players. And he knows that from experience being a longtime guy. I told you, I think from day one, and I don't know this for a fact, but I bet you anything, Mike Rizzo agrees with the sentiment. That doesn't mean that Davies managed perfectly throughout his tenure or throughout this 8-game losing streak. But at the end of the day, the players got to perform. I think it's pretty fundamental.
The players do have to perform, but what if your players just aren't good enough across the board?
They aren't.
Well, they're
not. To get better results than what they're giving you currently.
They're probably not.
Well, I think they're better than their 8-game losing streak. They're not as bad as this.
It could be.
So this is them at their worst.
It could be a confidence thing. I mean, other good teams this year have lost 4, 5, 6 in a row. Now, 8 in a row is starting. When you start to get to close to double digits, that's a big number. But I look at the payroll. They've got one player making $10 million. Not including Strasburg, who is, but he's not playing, obviously. Mm-hmm. They've got one player making $10 million. Look at every other payroll in Major League Baseball. The only other team that has one player making $10 million is Miami.
Right.
Even the bad teams have multiple players making $10
million. The cash outlay for this team, the players that are playing on it currently in 2025, is right around $65 million.
That is so
just
low.
That's just, like, how can you compete
in
a day-out, day-in type of sport like baseball with that's low of a payroll.
Nate Lowe and Mike Soroka are both making combined $19 million.
Right.
They ain't playing like it.
Right.
Josh Bell is making $6 million. He's hitting $180.
Right. And those are your high dollar investments.
I mean, $6 million isn't even that much money.
It's
not.
That's,
the sixth highest salary this year on the Nets.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of money.
Right.
When you look at some of these other teams that have 4 or 5. The Angels aren't that good.
Mm-hmm.
They've got 4 players making $15 million or more.
He almost made it seem like they weren't going the extra mile. You know, and maybe that's frustration. But he said, like, we always saw it, because he was talking about, it was never the coaches when I played. It was always us. The coaches gave us the information. We used it. We worked hard at it. And it's almost insinuating that maybe there's some extra stuff that he feels like the guys are doing. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're just reading between the lines by what is not said.
Look, if they had lost 5 in a row to the Rangers and the Mets and maybe 1 to the Marlins, okay, that's one thing. But to get swept by the Marlins at home, that's bad.
I mean, the Marlins swept them, and they're still 2 games behind the Nats.
Yeah, like they're
28
not good.
And 41.
But again, Marlins fans would say the same thing that we're saying. Look at the payroll.
Right.
Our owners are not spending money on the players in free agency.
So the question now is, if this continues, how much longer can this continue before Davey Martinez potentially gets fired? Like, are you in favor of firing Davey Martinez at this point in the midst of an 8-game or now longer losing streak if they start losing to the Rockies?
So I'm sure a lot of fans are. The Drabbies of the world are. And if they lose 3 out of 4 to the worst team maybe in history of baseball,
right?
The Rockies, who I believe have 13 wins, then maybe they just have to do
it. They have 14 wins.
Okay, that's right. They won 14 yesterday.
14-57.
They beat the Braves yesterday.
Right.
But if Rizzo, like Eric is saying, if Rizzo is really a Davey guy and Rizzo behind the scenes is blaming the players too, maybe he says, F it. I'm not firing the coaches. I'm not doing that. It's not their fault.
I think if Rizzo thought it was the coaches, he'd fire coaches.
Or sometimes the manager just has to pay. I mean, look how bad the Orioles were playing, and they had to fire somebody, so they fired the manager.
Right, I agree.
And now they did start playing better, but maybe he just thinks it's the team's just not performing. It's not Davey's fault. It's not the hitting coach's fault. It's not the pitching coach's fault. The player's got to do it, and maybe he sticks with them.
And Davey's in the last year of his deal, so maybe he's gone to ownership and says, I don't want to fire him in the last year of his deal. I want to just give him the chance to correct it and try to turn this thing around.
There's not that much correcting he could do. No one in the world thinks they're going to finish even at 500. No one ever thought that.
I mean, that would be a real stretch at this point.
The best they were going to do is win like 75 games, maybe. 70. I mean,
and that would be an increase over. Yeah, that would be an improvement.
I mean, nobody in the world thought they would even be a 500 team.
And I'm worried about my win total at 70
now
and a half.
Now we're really sweating it.
Because 30-41. All right, so now they've got it. If my math is correct, they got to go 41-50.
We need them to win 3 of 4 against the Rockies.
But it already 100%. Shows you. Yeah. By the way, it already shows you that Davey's on thin ice anyway. The fact that he's coaching essentially in the last year of his contract essentially is. They have a club option.
Yeah,
but he has no control. But maybe he's at the mercy of them.
Again, maybe the learners just don't want to go out and spend a bunch of money on a manager. Where other teams do, and they'll go after the big name, the Terry Francona's of the world.
They've always cut corners when it's come to managers.
But why do they have to spend? Why can't they just get anybody else? Why do we have to spend a bunch of money?
Because do you think that you're just making change for the sake of change? Because you want a scalp.
He thinks that
you're
another
looking for a scalp.
He thinks that another a lesser name manager / staff. Would get more wins out of this? I don't believe they would.
Well, no, I'm just saying that the message is clearly lost. Like there comes a time when it just no longer hits home.
Right.
Or they're just
not
developing players properly, which also I think is a big part of it.
It could be at that point.
Maybe all the way down. You might be right. And maybe they're not listening to him like they used to. That could be the case.
What do you mean used to? He's had one 90-win season. They had one good season.
Look at his rosters for the last 4 years.
I know, like I said earlier.
You can't blame him for that.
Are we supposed to both just sit here for a decade and wait for Davey and Rizzo to twiddle their thumbs as the learners do control the team as they want? We're not allowed to try anything new.
If they're going to still pay him, yes.
If you want Davey
gone, but my point is,
it's
you've got to spend more than $67 million to win games.
I totally agree on that.
It's impossible.
The guys they spent money on suck.
But those
you got Garcia dropping can of corn pop-ups.
Losing games because of it. The Ruiz thing is kind of mind-numbing because they gave him an 8-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over the course of 8 years, he's not making a ton of money. It's $55 million
or something. But still, that's a significant investment for this team, the way they spend money.
If this player is not a good defensive player, which we thought he was when he was with the Dodgers, and he's getting worse, maybe he's just lazy, that goes on Riz. I'm sorry. That goes on Mike Rizzo.
Most managers won't make it through this turmoil till when they finally get good again. Most coaches in any sport. Yeah. So it wouldn't be unusual if they decided to pull the plug on Davey in the middle of some horrific losing streak.
Right.
Even though it doesn't mean it's Davey's fault. Most managers don't win a championship and then go through 5 years of sucking and then... And then they start turning the corner, and then they're able to hold on through. It's not a thing, right? So they probably will eventually let him go. Could even be week. Who knows? If they lose 4 or 5 more in a row, it might just become untenable.
If they get swept by the Rockies at home, that is unsurvivable, in my opinion. Then the loss streak is at 12.
Oh, they're not going to get swept by the Rockies. I'm sorry. I'll bet anybody anything.
If they get swept by the Rockies at Nats Park, there's no way Davey Johnson comes out on the other side.
Well, even
still
if they lose 2 out of 4, if they split the series, let's just say they lose the first 2 of the series and that's 10 straight losses.
Right.
Riz might not have a choice.
The pressure, will be building and mounting for him to make a move.
But I just wonder how Nats fans feel.
All right, we'll take your calls. Next at 800-636-1067. First, what did you think of Davey's postgame comments on Saturday? And secondly, does Davey Johnson deserve to be fired in the midst of an 8-game losing streak with the Rockies coming to Nats Park? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next. Taking your calls at 800-636-1067 on the future of Davey Martinez as the Nats skipper. By the way, the Nats have scored 3 runs or fewer in 11 of their 13 games in June. That's a great way to have an 8-game losing streak.
The outlier was the 11-9 game they lost on Friday to the Marlins, where they scored 9.
Right.
Every other game in June, so the 12 other games, they've been at 3 or fewer. And they've scored 33 runs total in that stretch.
So the Nats in their longest losing streak since 2022.
They can't get to 3 runs per game? I mean, you got no shot. And here's the other thing real quick before we get to calls. In the division, we talked about the payroll with Washington, right? Mm-hmm. They got one player making $10 million, that's Nate Lowe.
Right.
Okay. Okay player. Good defensive player. Okay bat. Just an okay bat. Mm-hmm. Atlanta has 8 players making $10 million. The Mets have 8 players making $10 million. And by the way, the higher end of it is $40, $50, $60 million a year.
How many Mets players are making like $20 million or more? I mean, Soto, Alonso, there have to be at least...
Oh, there's a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, the Phillies have 7 players making $10 million.
Right.
They've got $18 million, $20 million, $20 million, $24 million, $27 million, $42
million. Right.
All right. So, not that you're playing those teams every day, but you're just never going to win the division. You're never going to win the division when you're spending 70 and they're spending 310.
Right.
No
shot.
It's
not a level playing field.
No shot.
Yeah. 800-636-1067. What do you do with Davey Martinez going forward? Is it fireable to lose 8 straight games? And especially with the Rockies coming to town, like, they have to have a bounce back and start scoring some runs against the Rockies.
I would agree. I told you that they're going to play the Rockies 4 times, and if they lose 3 out of the 4, Riz might not have a choice,
right?
Even though he might agree with Davey.
His hand may be forced.
But the hand might be forced if you're losing to a 14-win team 3 out of 4 at home.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to JoJo in Hyattsville. JoJo, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey, I think that was extremely ignorant for Davey Martinez to say. Baseball is a sport that you fail way more than you succeed. They haven't done anything since they let Maddox go as a pitching coach, and then the old veterans have left, and then they haven't done nothing offensively since Kevin Long left. I'm sorry. The players, the pitching staff offensively, they progressively get worse throughout the season. You can't just sit here and let the players just figure it out. That's so ignorant. They haven't done anything since they let...
Has he said we're going to let the player... Has he said let's just let the player... I don't think that's what he's insinuating.
He just said the players are supposed to play. It's not up to the coaches. the players need to.
No, he's
show
saying
up
the players have to execute.
But
that
doesn't mean the coaches are going in there smoking and joking.
He's saying the coaches are with them. They're giving them the information. They're with them all day long. At some point, and I agree with the sentiment, the players have to perform.
But look what the Phillies did once they got Kevin Long. Right,
the Phillies have a $270 million payroll, bro.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Different. But people were signing with them just because Kevin Long was there.
Well,
where did Maddox go? Didn't Maddox go to
Texas? Yes,
the Braves.
No, Texas.
Texas, right? And then what happened with Texas when Maddox went there? They won a World Series. They had a great pitching staff. Yeah, they signed Max Scherzer. But they develop guys. There used to be guys that would come to Washington and develop and get better and then leave and then do nothing. But that's not the case anymore. People are leaving and doing better because we don't have any bench coaches. They got Paro on the bench. Come on, man. Paro on the bench.
Well, I don't know what the coaches do.
What's wrong with Paro on the bench?
But who knows? I mean, we have no idea what they're doing. We have no idea.
He was never really good as a player. I mean, he was a role player.
That's irrelevant.
There's a ton of guys that are like that.
He had one good season when Kevin Long was the hitting coach. Daniel Murphy came here and had a good season with Kevin Long as the hitting coach in New York and then followed him here. Like, your hitting coach is extremely important. Your pitching coach is extremely important.
Well, of course they are, but doesn't mean you
have to be
You didn't have to be a star when you were playing to be a good coach.
Most coaches, in fact, weren't stars.
Right.
Let's go to...
I mean, you just talked about Mike Maddox. Mike Maddox was never a star.
Right. Journeyman.
Come on.
Let's go to Jason in Woodbridge. Jason, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree with Davey. The players got to play, but the problem really is the owners. They're not paying anybody. They're not doing anything. The owner sucks. I mean, it's just wish we could get some players in this. They don't... They gave up all our good players, and they don't... They're not signing anybody. I mean... It just kills me out there. I mean, I agree with Davey, and Davey Johnson is a great manager, by the way. But Davey Martinez, he kills me with his pitching choices because he pulls Mackenzie Gore all the time when he's out there dominating and then brings in our backup pitchers that, I mean, they're terrible too. Our relievers are just giving it up constantly.
Mm-hmm. Jason brought up this point that Gore, they often kind of shut him down right around 100 or a little shy of it.
But what
do you want him to do? Do you want him to pitch 140 pitches?
190.
That's what you want?
He wants to blow his arm out like 10 starts into the season.
I don't want him to blow his arm out, but opening day I was at the game. He was mowing the Phillies down.
It's opening day, dude.
I know, but he had 14 strikeouts and they pulled him. He's pitched many games where they pull him.
I think they're looking big picture.
You're only going to see Gore, unless he's way under 100 pitches, you're only going to see him to close to 100 pitches. That'd be like six innings.
Yeah.
Now, if he's at 85 pitches and he's thrown six or he's close to six, I think you got to leave him in there for 110 because I would agree. Some of these guys that they're coming in, like Jose Ferrer, he's been terrible this year.
He's got a 6 ERA.
He's been terrible.
5.9, but I'm rounding up.
I realize that they're fighting an uphill battle with the payroll, but four teams in the bottom 10 of payroll last year made the playoffs, including the Tigers, who are 28th, and the Guardians, who are 25th, below the Nationals, and the O's and Brewers just ahead of the Nationals at 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is Mike hasn't hit on his first or second round draft picks in a decade. That's a huge problem. And I know it's tough to say because Mike comes on the show every Wednesday, but they're not getting results from any of those guys. He's made a great trade, an unbelievable trade with Soto that was highly questioned at the time that's brought in a lot of talent. Outside of that, there's been nothing to show for it.
Well, I would say this. And you know,
look at the draft picks.
I know. I defend Riz this way. He did a complete overhaul with the scouting department. So I think that probably had something to do with it.
Okay, but he was in charge. You can't blame that on the learners. You can blame the learners for a lot. You can't blame Elijah Green on the learners.
So hold on. I just want your record. You're on the record. So you want Davey going and Riz? You're out on Riz?
Are you ready for a
drab
clean sweep?
I'm just asking. I just want to know who's where.
I mean, I like the guy. I just don't know. Like, what are we going to keep him around? Because
I think
we
considered one of the best baseball minds.
I don't know if he still is. I don't know. I don't know that. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to say. The results are the results. You've had 5 years of losing seasons.
I understand that they've taken some. Now, look, we'll see if Cruz has to hit. All right. He has to hit. Brady House kind of has to hit. They've had some bad luck with the injuries to some of these guys, but I would agree with you. That's why he went out and changed the staff, especially the international staff. Those scouts weren't doing their jobs.
He is, and it's very early to say, but where's Siver King? I don't see him on a list of any top 100 prospects. And that was their new scouting guy. Now, I might be wrong. He might develop. Might be great. It's very early. But there's a lot of guys who were drafted last year that a lot of people are talking about.
Siver King was just drafted.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah. I'm saying
that's the first time you've heard his name in a year.
Yeah, I haven't heard his name.
There's no scouting people are talking about Siver King.
I know. They're talking about Elijah Green and how he's struggling. Well, let's see what Brady House does. Kate Cavalli's had a billion injuries. Rutledge is not a starter. He's a reliever. Mm-hmm. So I get it.
I'm going to have Valdez answer the phone on Wednesday.
Yeah, good luck. You do. That's probably a good call by you.
You might have to have me. Yeah, answer.
It's a hard job. It's a hard job, Eric. You got to sometimes call like it is. Mike understands that.
I'll never do it.
The team's not winning.
I'll never trash Charlie. I'll never trash Riz.
I'm not trashing his personality.
It doesn't even matter.
Just talking about his job.
I'll always defend him. Sorry. My flaw, but I'm willing to go to bed with it. This is my flaw. I'm going to defend Riz. And I think he's a great baseball mind,
too. He does have a difficult job, though. Like, he has to construct a basically $65 to $70 million payroll and deal with the Titans in his division that are spending $250 to $300. Like, I just feel bad for him. I just feel like he's hamstrung, like, every single year for the last, like, 5 years since the World Series. It's tough. It's a tough gig. Now, some of the small market teams are succeeding with $70 million payrolls.
Yeah.
The Nats are scuffling with the same level of payroll.
I feel like they're turning a corner, even though they're in the middle of this 8-game losing streak. I mean, literally 10 days ago, they were sitting pretty good. And now we just want to just light the organization on fire. I think it's...
How does Tampa do it year after year after year and spend $5 on their payroll?
Go
to the playoffs. They're in second place in the AL East. They're 39-32. They don't spend any money ever.
They don't spend a lot of money. You're right. I think they just do a better job scouting.
And then their
scouting department is better than what Washington has.
And anytime a player is good, they trade them away and get a bunch of new young guys and replenish
them. But some of those other teams you mentioned, the Clevelands and the Kansas Cities, that their top of the line players are so much better than Washington's. Bobby Witt's going to the Hall of Fame. And he's not making a ton of money yet, I don't think. Did he sign a contract?
Well, because they hit on their draft pick.
Correct.
Bobby Witt was the number 2 overall pick.
Correct. They hit on him.
They didn't take Elijah
Green.
That's
what I'm saying. The top of the line of those rosters are just better than what Washington is.
Hey, I've told you.
And there is a reason for that.
I'm not sold on Cruz. But I'm not saying that means Davey has to be fired or Mike has to be fired.
We'll see. You got to give him three years. If Cruz is struggling after 3 years, okay, it's a whiff.
All right, let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Mark.
What's up?
I got one question before I go on. Are they in the process of selling the team at all during the summer?
Nobody knows.
We don't know.
No, nobody knows.
Sounds like it's in a holding pattern.
I'm sure if you gave them a boatload of money, they'd consider it.
I think if you gave them the proper number, they would do it. But I'm thinking that they haven't had that offer yet from whoever they're happy with, so they don't talk about it.
And the only reason why I'm asking this is because I do think because them getting out of the TV deal with the Orioles, I'm hoping now they can go back to spending money like they were 10 to 15 years ago, and hopefully that will make everything a little bit better for them. That being said, I do think Davey needs to go, and the reason why I think Davey needs to go is because I think he's been here for 8 years. And I think at some point, yes, he won us the World Series in 2019, but I also think at some point, you know, you get tired of hearing the same voice every now and then. And we haven't done a damn thing in this decade. Nothing in this decade. And as far as making a playoffs or anything else like that, I do think he needs to go. Now, I do agree with y'all. Rizzo is a brilliant, brilliant mind. And I'm not knocking Rizzo and what he's had to work with. I think he deserves a pass. I would give Rizzo a pass. But Davey, on the other hand, I think, look, he was in the same boat 6 years ago. He reeled off and they won a World Series. Okay? Totally different team now. I think at some point you can't keep calling for calling fish out in the sea. There's fish in the sea, and the fish is in the sea. And you don't see any fish in the sea this time. There's no fish in the sea. Mm-hmm. It is time for him to go. And I'm sorry to say that. I think he's a nice guy. I really do. But I think
all right. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. I do think, and we brought it up before, that JoJo being hurt obviously hurts him. Doesn't help their bats. Cade Cavalli being hurt obviously hurts him. Everybody has injuries, so Mike will never use that as an excuse.
Uh-huh.
But that would have made that pitching staff a lot more formidable.
And their margin for error is so much thinner because they're just not spending money elsewhere. Like their guys have to hit.
Imagine if they had Gore, let's just say Irvin, Cavalli, JoJo. It's a little bit different team.
Well, maybe in terms of
their pitching, their prospect their level.
But yeah, I mean, right now, their starting pitchers are obviously Gore, Trenton Williams, Soroka, who hasn't been very good, Jake Irvin, and Mitch Parker. And Mitch Parker, he's only making $760,000. You can't really expect much from him.
He's just taking the ball. He's one of those guys.
They're not spending any money. I mean, even Gore is not making any money.
Yeah.
I mean, Gore will in his contract year. He'll sign a big contract. Might not be here.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on it being here.
But he makes $2.9 million.
All right, let's go to
Zach Wheeler makes $45 million.
Let's go to Matt in Bethesda. Matt, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Matt.
What's up?
For me, I think it's time to move on from Davey. Obviously, I think the World Series passed. I think it's done. He got his little extension or whatever, but think about that year, 19-31. So he was probably on pace for another losing season, but the players got hot. The year afterwards, you lose Rendon. Okay, you lost a bat, but obviously we've all seen that turned out to actually be great for the Nats. The year after that, you get Kyle Schwarber. You improve the roster. You still can't make the playoffs. And even a year after they won the World Series, which was COVID, they even expanded the playoffs to almost 8 teams, and you couldn't even get in then. So obviously after that 19-31, the players got hot. But what has he exactly done since then? Nothing. He had almost the same exact roster 2 years in a row, which I think was some improvements for the team, and still couldn't do anything. So and then after that, that's when the money stopped being spent and all the trades happened. And speaking of the trades with Rizzo, boy, it looks like we bombed the Scherzer and Trey Turner trade, the Turner-Scherzer deal now, because Ruiz is going back to being Ruiz and JoJo can't stay healthy. But it just seems like we gave him a pass for the World Series because any other team with 5 straight losing seasons, you would have fired your manager by now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Probably right. Correct.
Thanks, Matt.
I think that's fair. I'm less defensive.
And this could be a big week.
I'm less defensive of Davey.
Critical week.
Than I am of Mike. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, we know Mike.
Right.
I've talked to Davey, a couple times?
Right. Yeah, Davey's a fine guy.
But the only reason I defend Davey is because when he sits down at his dinner plate, the food ain't that great.
No, he doesn't have that many. Yeah. He doesn't have a lot to choose from.
He don't have a lot to choose from.
Anybody in his situation in any sport would never make it to the
GM in Philly and
the
Mets in Atlanta, they got a buffet.
Yeah.
It's from here to that wall.
Spread.
That's why I hesitate to do it. But even the guy with the Wizards, he ain't gonna make it to the other side. No way. It never happens. Yes. It'll never happen. They'll never make it to the other side.
All right, coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Jiffy Lube Live. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up shortly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. They'll be at Jiffy Lube Live later this summer in late July. So during one of the breaks, I saw a headline on Fox 5 that blew my mind. They were talking about a male tortoise that got a female tortoise pregnant. He got his mate pregnant for the first time. The tortoise is 135 years old. 135!
So stupid.
It's like JP.
I mean, 130, like, I looked up tortoise lifespan, and generally they live between 50 to 100 years.
Yeah.
But then it says the Galapagos tortoise can live over 150 years, and I've never heard of this species, but the Aldabra giant tortoise may have lived up to 255 years.
I'm glad you brought that up.
255 years?
That's Lurch's nightmare, having sex at 135 years old.
Right. My nightmare is having sex at 55 years old. Hey, can I tell you?
Props to that tortoise for getting it in at 135.
Hold on.
Big props.
I got to find out where this picture is. So there was a tortoise.
Yeah.
/ turtle.
Okay.
In my neighborhood.
Like a big one? What
had to be a turtle, right? Like
it looked prehistoric.
Or some guy's turtoise or tortoise.
You mean
got
like
loose?
A big one?
It was hold on.
Or like one.
Not like one of the big ones that you see at the zoo.
I think I know. Is it like a big snapping turtle, probably?
It's a big effer.
Those boys can get big and they're scary. They'll bite your finger off in a heartbeat.
I mean, look at
You'll
this.
You'll be playing golf eight fingered.
I mean the picture doesn't really do it justice.
Oh, that's definitely a snapping turtle.
It was bigger than this computer. Much bigger. It was probably this computer and a half.
That's a big fella. Yeah.
And I went up to it and I tried to pick it up from the back.
And it snapped at you?
Yeah, because his neck can go all the way back.
Dude,
yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because I was trying to get it out of the road.
Were you trying to be a good Samaritan?
I was trying to save it.
Okay. Like 2 weeks ago at the Purple Heart, we stopped my golf cart because there was a regular sized turtle in the cart path.
Right.
Now it was this big.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't a snapping turtle. A snapping turtle is just gonna have to go on its own because I don't want my hand coming back looking like this.
Oh, it would. It would have taken my finger.
Oh, my finger.
It would have taken my finger.
Yeah. 100%. Maybe but your whole
I was
hand.
Trying to get it out of the road because it was crossing the road to go into another yard.
Okay.
And I was trying to, you know, hook it up a little bit.
I mean, that's very nice of you.
And speed up the process. But then when I tried to take it, he went, and I said, uh-oh, finished. So I dropped it, and I said, you're done.
I mean, how dropped it?
Well, I mean, I only had it off the ground by 2 inches.
How are you going to manipulate two computers when your second hand looks like this?
But I'm telling you, it was huge. It was
this big. Get some sort of, like, aren't you supposed to get, like, some sort of, like...
Like gloves?
No, like, can't you get, like, some sort of virus on your hands or something?
Know.
Like, if you touch a turtle?
I think if you pick up a turtle, you better go wash your hands immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing is huge.
He is big.
You should have seen how big his head was.
I can't believe you tried to pick that prehistoric monster up.
End up like Chubbs.
I didn't want him to get run over. Because these people in the neighborhood, they don't care. They'll just run right over him.
I wouldn't move my wheel.
I know you would. So anyway, I'm not surprised. And I guarantee you, that tortoise that I saw was, he was an old MF-er.
Just moving slow.
You could just look at him
just
and say,
meandering.
That's old. Yeah.
Just taking his sweet old time.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen multiple. There's a family of them.
Yeah. The other thing we wanted to bring up quickly before the show is over, and you're just a few minutes away from winning the tickets to go see Wiz Khalifa. NBA star Tyler Hero claims...
What is this?
He doesn't believe in history.
I love this take.
He claims
that
happened before, like, 1950, he's very skeptical.
He doesn't really believe
it happened.
Yeah.
So, hold on.
So, Babe Ruth didn't exist.
So give me examples.
He was on a podcast. He was live streaming with, I'm sure you love these guys, EB, Aiden Ross and Neon.
Believe it or not, I'm aware of them. Yeah. I've never once seen them stream live.
So halfway through the live stream, a fan, I guess, chimed in and asked Tyler Hero if he believed Wilt Chamberlain would be top five in today's league. And his response was, I don't even know what Wilt looked like. Played like, Hero admitted. So then Ross
All right,
then
well, that's
asked,
different to say.
That's I mean, different. So he didn't know. Who
he
cares?
Just hasn't seen him. That's different. But to say he didn't exist, it's stupid.
So Ross then asked Hero if he thought Chamberlain, quote, dropped 100 while playing for the Philadelphia Warriors in a game against the Knicks in March of 1962.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, the Kentucky alumni muttered before questioning the popular streamer if he believed in history. Hero asked, quote, you think history is a real thing? To which Ross replied with a confident, yeah. Hero then says, nah, I don't believe in history. No, I'm dead ass. Which is
so
youthling,
so maybe
for right.
Not lying.
They were talking about he didn't believe in the moon landing. He didn't believe, Christopher Columbus.
Right. Okay, so I could see some of those. I could see where he's coming from on some things. That he thinks some things...
Are just made up.
No.
They're not.
The moon
real.
Landing thing is different because that's like a conspiracy thing. He doesn't think like he doesn't trust anything before the digital age or whatever because nobody alive saw it.
Okay, that's different. But so, I kind of agree with the sentiment that I think a lot of our history is fake and weird narrative stuff. Like, but I mean I mean if he thinks Wilt Chamberlain didn't score 100 points and we had a million people there to watch him do it, I don't know what to tell you.
Right. I mean, like first of all, it's on video.
So did the Revolutionary War possibly not happen because no one alive saw it? Did slavery not exist because nobody saw it?
No. I think those things make sense. I don't question those things. Did he say,
I don't believe in history.
Is he saying I don't believe anyone had slaves? If he believes that, then
he just generally said anything before 1950.
I think what he's trying to say is he questions everything.
I know he wasn't a history
That's
major.
That's what it sounds like to me.
So
I mean, he can't be so stupid as to think.
It sounds like he might be.
Okay, then maybe he is.
Like
I don't know the guy.
Three
so maybe
AWADs
he is.
Well, we don't know him. But
maybe,
if he said,
he is that dumb.
So we didn't drop a bomb on Nagasaki?
Right.
Since
so
it happened before 1950?
That obviously happened.
Yeah, but he's saying it didn't because he doesn't believe in anything.
Did he say specifically,
no.
I don't believe
there
that?
There were no specifics.
No,
right.
No.
So I'm telling you, I think you're more onto it. I think it's a lot of the conspiracy stuff. Is what he's questioning.
All right, but
I think that's where he's coming from.
Eric, Wilt scoring 100 is not
that's
conspiracy.
Not a conspiracy. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not up for debate.
Man,
Certain things are not up for debate.
I thought mass communications was a joke major, which is what I majored in at Towson.
Yeah.
Do you know what his major was at Kentucky?
Basketball.
Of course, it's basketball, but his
besides
alleged
basketball,
major, undeclared / exploratory studies in agriculture.
How long did he last there? 2 years? Did he do 2?
He was only a year.
I think he's a one and done.
He was a one and done. Wow.
Exploratory studies in agriculture? Is that like how to grow weed in your apartment? Like,
maybe.
What does that entail?
Maybe.
Or was he just trying to be funny?
I don't know.
Possibly.
Possibly.
This is what he said about Columbus. For real, like, how do we know? When did he come to land or whatever? They said 1492. No way of really knowing.
I don't know.
Well, they got journals and artifacts.
It's documented based on
documentation.
Okay, it's documented based on people, right? That, and then it just kept progressing.
Apparently, Tyler Hero wants a video of Christopher Columbus landing.
Mm-hmm. All right,
can't provide that.
But,
sorry.
I mean, no one saw Cy Young pitched. Is he saying Cy Young didn't?
I mean, if he's saying Cy Young didn't exist, then I disagree with him.
I mean, there's pictures of him, but. Yeah. You know,
all right, 10th caller right now. We're going to hook you up at 800-636-1067. You're going to score 2 tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. Good Vibes Only Tour. Special guest, DaBaby, Friday, July 25th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale right now. For ticks and more event info, go to thefandc.com. So, 10th caller, you are going to win. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.